picture this. You're out with a friend. They're unhappy with the way they look, but they never tell you that. They avoid the subject. They eat one serve of food, then another, or perhaps they don't eat at all. And you start to realize that you never see them eat. You can see they're changing for the worse, but in the past, you may have thought that that friend was female, but today in 2019, that situation is happening with men in our community. We often associate body image, body shame and eating disorders with women, but they affect men too, and in fact, more alarming numbers than you might have thought. Amy Newsom is a psychologist with Body Matters Australasia, which provides counselling and treatment for eating disorders, body image issues and even problematic exercise. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Do you think that it's fair to say that body image in the past has been associated more strongly with women?
Yeah, I think we do have that idea within the community that these that body shame and body dissatisfaction is a women's issue. However, we do know that these things affect men and women equally.
Is it very similar? In terms of when someone is not happy with their image, whether they're male or female, they're reflecting the same sort of negative thoughts back?
That's right. We do know that body shame and body dissatisfaction are big triggers for people engaging in unhealthy weight loss practices, weight cycling, even unhealthy levels of exercise. And those thought processes can be exactly the same in both men and women.
What are the pressures when it comes to body image on men?
I think that there is increased pressure to meet certain body ideals for men just as there are for women. So this includes things like health messaging, wellness kind of campaigns, certainly weight loss and exercise campaigns as well. But within the media, there is a lot of pressure for people to look a certain way. And we see that, again, same for men and women. But additionally, for men, we seem to see a tendency for them not to discuss it and not to recognise it as a serious problem.
Is that why you think it's taking some people by surprise that we are seeing the numbers of men with eating disorders grow in Australia?
Yeah, I do. I think also that there's this idea that certain eating disorders affect just men or just women. In fact, actually, in our diagnostic manual, these disorders are exactly the same for both men and women. Mm. So the risk factors, I think, almost are growing for men because we see the same pressures for men and women, yet we're not really recognising those concerns for men.
So when we're looking at blokes, what are some of the big issues that we're seeing in this space for them at the moment?
We're seeing a huge desire to exercise for muscle growth. Even some recent research from the NEDC, which is the National Eating Disorders Collaboration, has shown that 90% of adolescent boys report exercising primarily to gain muscle. So that's a huge concern for our young men as well, that, you know, we're seeing a lot of this desire to look a certain way. We're also seeing them change their diets and add certain supplements and things purely just for appearance-based reasons, not for health.
There's big messaging at the moment for anyone, it doesn't matter gender, that exercise is a good thing. But when does it become dangerous and on the spectrum of a disorder?
So when we're seeing people engaging in excessive amounts of exercise, that is certainly a big early warning sign. But also when exercise becomes a priority over things like socialising, maybe study, work. So when we see people kind of saying, you know, oh, I can't make it out for dinner tonight, I've got to go to the gym, that sort of language, we know that exercise is taking up an unreasonably large amount of concern or time for that person.
What about the other end of the spectrum, binging or purging? Are we seeing that start to affect men more and more as well?
Yeah, certainly. So binge eating disorder actually affects 50% male and female. anorexia nervosa and bulimia nervosa, we're seeing about 25% of people experiencing those disorders being men. So binge eating, compensatory behaviours are certainly present in men, and often these things can be exercise related too. So for example, if someone feels like they've overdone it on a certain meal, they might plan to engage in excessive exercise to compensate for that.
Are those numbers hard to come by if men aren't as open talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got some really good research going on in the space, which is a really good thing. We're engaging with a lot more young men. So, in schools and things like that, we've got a lot more awareness these days, and that's certainly a positive step in the right direction.
Mm. What can we all do to look after the men in our life, especially if they're going through this at the moment or we might be worried about them, or also to impart good, healthy body image on the men in our life?
Looking out for early warning signs is certainly a really important thing to do with friends, family, partners. So that might be excessive focus on weight, shape, food or exercise. Also dieting behaviours. So, for example, cutting out food groups or excessive counting certain nutrients. They're big early warning signs to look out for. Mm. But I think we also need to stop commenting on people's weight, shape, eating and exercise habits so frequently. You know, unfortunately, a lot of these comments are normalised in certain settings, whether that be in schools or in the workplace. And those small comments or jokes can have really serious and lasting impact on a person's self-worth or their sense of self. So I think in that regard, we really need to encourage boys and men to take a more balanced, moderate and well-rounded approach to health and well-being. Mm. And remember that being healthy doesn't mean looking a certain way or eating certain foods, that it also means, you know, being social, feeling satisfied and comfortable in your own skin.
Amy, really great to talk through this with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kaya.
Amy Newsom there. She's a psychologist with Body Matters Australasia, talking there about the rise that we've seen in Australia of men reporting body image issues.